Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, politics, us. It's time to talk with Jenny Coco Cure about it all. Now here's your host, Jenny Coco Cure. There'll be no
darkness. Hello, Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is Jenny Coco Cure, and this is my very first show. So I am a little bit nervous, but everything should be everything, you know, because, well, this is something that I've kind of always wanted to kind of play around with, and so I'm kind of making a little bit of a little fantasy come true for myself at the moment, and y'all bear with me if I make some mistakes because, hey, when you're doing something for the first time, you will make mistakes. So hopefully that can be understood. All right, today's topic is supposed to be dating over the age of 35, after marriage and children in the year 2009. And, of course, I was going to give my opinions on the matter from a woman's perspective, and we will touch on that. But the first thing I really wanted to talk about was how, as I was, well, let me just give you guys a little background on me, because most of you, maybe none of you, know who I am. So I'll just give you a little background. My name is, well, Jenny Coco Cure. That's my name online. And I am a 38-year-old single mother. I have been online for many years. I've gone into many different types of, you know, web type of entertainment or hobbies or whatever you want to call it, like web hosting, message board hosting, and things of that nature. I've done many things, and I've enjoyed myself. I've actually been doing it since 1995. So, but this is my first time ever doing anything like this, like a radio type show or talk show. But I've always kind of been interested in little things to get into online, and when I found out about Blog Talk Radio, I'm like, oh, I've got to get into this, because earlier in my life, I almost became a host on an actual radio show in my area, and because I was, married at the time, and, you know, I had a small, you know, child at that time, and was not married, but, you know, just for a few years, it wasn't something that my husband was really feeling. So it didn't pan out for me at that time, and I'll get more on that as well. But I've always wanted to do it because the people that I interviewed with at the radio station, they were like, you're great, you got a wonderful voice, we really like you, you know, you have a great personality, and, you know, we would like to work with you. But I never did really go for that. I wished I had. But who knows, maybe now that this medium is online, I can make one of my wildest dreams come true. All right, that's a little background on me. I hope that made sense. I'm a little nervous, so I might be babbling a bit. Now, what I would like to discuss before I get into my topic is how in getting ready for this show, I have been researching a lot of different websites or shows on this website, a lot of different Blog Talk Radio shows. And I've been kind of, you know, becoming fans of some people. Like, I absolutely love Alan Roger Curry. He is very funny, very cool, very intelligent, seems to really be on point with his ideals, and I like how he comes across on his show. So I've become a fan of his. Also Kevin Ross. I'm kind of into politics a little bit as far as my interest. I'm not actually in politics myself, but I have a big interest in politics. And when, you know, I listen to Kevin, you know, he breaks it down, and I really, really like the way he does that. However, once I started listening to these shows regularly, and, you know, I have an iPod like so many of us do, I started downloading a lot of their archive shows off of iTunes. And once I started searching iTunes for different things, I came across other shows. And one of the things that I came across was this show. And I'm not even going to give you the name of it because I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. Some people are just really angry, really mean, really hateful. I've been dealing with that for a long time online, so I know how people can get. But I came across this show where there are, like, these guys who basically sit around and talk about women. And when they're talking about women, they're talking in such a derogatory and demeaning manner. It is so ridiculous. It is so, so ridiculous. And I just really was disturbed by it, you know. But I was intrigued at the same time because I'm like, why are they putting this out there like that? So I downloaded a couple of their shows to listen to, and that was enough for me because I'm talking about hateful language. They really didn't make a whole lot of sense with a lot of their points. Some of the stuff made a little bit of sense, but a great deal of it made zero sense at all whatsoever. Like, they were speaking out of both sides of their face just so they can say, I'm right. You know what I'm saying? And it was just demeaning, and it was just really hateful towards women. And it had me thinking, wow, these guys really don't like women. I mean, they just don't like women. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're gay, although, well, in some instances, you wonder. You know, you really wonder when a male has that much animosity for a woman, is there maybe some underlying kind of thing there? But I'm not saying that. I know some people were listening to that and say that, oh, you're just saying that because they're saying hateful things, and you know, you just want to, you know, jump to the very common, you know, insult to say about a guy who has something hateful to say about women that he's naturally a homosexual. No, I'm not doing it for that reason. I just know that in my experience, in my personal life, I have known guys who turned out to be these real, like, woman-hating, womanizing kinds of dudes, always messing around with different women, always, you know, kind of cheating around. If they had a girlfriend, they were cheating around. And I know in two different instances where those guys turned out to be homosexual. One of them came all the way out of the closet. I mean, flamboyant. He was a hairdresser already, but it's like you can be a hairdresser and be straight. You know what I mean? So he was like coming across as like a straight hairdresser at first because his family owned like this kind of popular hair salon in my town. And then all of a sudden this player, this guy who was like the womanizing guy of, you know, all, he was wearing perm in his hair and makeup and crop tops, you know, showing off his stomach, you know. And I will never forget the first time I walked up in their family salon and saw him after he came out. I didn't know who he was. He looked totally different. But he used to be one of those men, you know, loving, you know, like, this is my boy, this is my homie, you know, this is my homeboy here, and fuck you hoes, you know. Excuse my language, I'm sorry. I said I wasn't going to really get into the bad language. But I can't help myself. But anyway, he was like that. You know, in fact, he actually, someone that I really kind of was really close to, a friend of mine, a girl friend of mine, he really dogged her out. Dogged her out. I mean, totally dogged her out. And then it turned out that he's like that, you know. I'm not saying that about these gentlemen on this show. I am simply saying that in some instances, that's actually the case. But in most instances, I think, it is just men who have been hurt. Somebody, a woman somewhere, has come into this man's life and has damaged him, has really, really hurt him. I have tried to, let me backtrack for a moment. I have tried to open this chat room. It just will not start. I guess we're having some technical difficulties with the chat room. So if anyone is actually trying to get into the chat room, I apologize for that. And I forgot to give you guys my guest call-in number. My guest call-in number is area code 646-478-0805. Again, that number is 646-478-0805. I only have a 30-minute show today. In fact, we've already eaten up 10 minutes of it. 10 minutes of it. So if you want to call in to discuss anything that I'm talking about, or if you have a comment or a question, go ahead and give me a call, and I'll see what I can do to answer your question. All right, but getting back onto the topic I was speaking about, I got a little bit more background after doing a little bit more research, after hearing the shows, and I found out that the show that I'm speaking of, where the men were trashing the women so badly, kind of derived from a message board that used to be up, and it was put up by this gentleman who wrote this, I guess it's a movie or a screenplay. It started out as a short clip that was like a viral video that was put on YouTube and different websites around the internet called Diary of a Tired Black Man, kind of a spin or a little pun or a spoof of Diary of a Mad Black Woman. And if you haven't seen it, which you might have been on a rock if you haven't seen it, but what it is these sisters, these black women are sitting in this house and they're talking and they're, just conversating with one another. And one of them notices the ex-husband drives up into the driveway and she says, "Oh, no, that's not so-and-so coming up here with a white woman, is it?" And then the wife, you know, around her girls, she has to play the, play the role like, "Oh, I'm going to handle this," you know. And she gets up and he comes to the door and he's there to pick up his child. You know, I don't know what the background is as far as, has a child met this woman before? Is he just bringing this chick on the child? Because quite frankly, if that's the case, then that would be kind of messed up, regardless of what color she was. Because when you have children and you're divorced, you have to be very careful with who you bring around your kids. And even if he was, seriously involved with this woman, hopefully, and I'm saying this, not, I know it's just a movie, but I'm saying it from like a realistic point of view. If it's a situation where you're coming to pick up your child for a visit, let's say you only get her on weekends. But frankly, I think when you only see your child on weekends, it should be between you and your child. Now, if you want your child to meet your significant other, then that's understandable as well. If she's very important to you, if you're going to get married to this woman or if you're going to move in with her or what, is it going to be very serious, then your child should meet the child, should meet the woman. But I think that in those cases, you should prepare your child before you bring that woman to your child. You should prepare her. Same for women. If in one of these rare instances where the men have full custody and you have your weekend visits, ladies, if you go to see your child or your children on the weekend, just bringing some dude with you and springing them on the child is a horrible idea. And I say this, partly because in my experience, I have seen this happen. And I'm not going to get too much into my own business, but, I'm divorced. I've been divorced about 8 years. And, in being divorced for that long, you date. You date and you meet new people. And, that's just going to happen. I expect that to happen for myself as well as my ex-husband. Now, one difference between my ex-husband and I is I love to try, and this is a mandatory thing for me to get to know someone really, really well, to make sure that the relationship is really kind of going somewhere before I even dream of introducing them to my kids. And I don't have any little kids. My kids are teenagers and a tween. So, I don't, have any small children. But still, you have to give them that courtesy. You can't just spring new people on your children. Like, "Hey, kids, this is my new girlfriend," or "This is my new man," Say hello, Call him Uncle this or call her Auntie this or, no, that is so wrong. So in that clip, the guy's just driving up with this woman in the car and, I don't know the background, whether or not that he prepared, the daughter for this visit or what. Apparently not, since the wife was so shocked to see this. But anyway, he comes up to the door. I had gotten all off point. Sorry, guys, I do that sometimes. I'm going to write me a script next time so I don't do that. But anyway, he comes up to the door. He rings the doorbell, and this woman comes to the door and is like, "What are you doing with that white woman outside in my house?" Outside my house. He pretty much is ignoring her ridiculousness and says, "Is my daughter ready?" And she starts trying to crack on him, and then the women in the background start chiming in. These nosy women sometimes have to do that. And then he kind of clicks on her. He doesn't really go off. He doesn't yell. He doesn't make a lot of, you know, big noise or big to-do about it. He very calmly states to this woman that he paid for this house, and the women back there don't have no men. That's why they trying to mess up your, you know, thing. That's why they helped you mess up your thing with me. And you need to just be appreciative of what I do. I take care of my child. I take care of this house. I take care of you. So be happy that I'm doing that, and I'm a good man. I know it, blah, 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 blah. The end. That was a clip. Now, I've heard that this Diary of a Tired Black Man has become a motion picture movie. I'd like to see it in its entirety. I really would. I would like to see it in its entirety. It seems really interesting. It would be, I think it would be a really good date movie, you know. So next date I go on, I'm going to say, let's go see that movie. I don't know if it's in theaters. I haven't heard of it being in theaters, so who knows. If it's on DVD, which, okay, yeah, you know what, it is on DVD, now that I think about it. It's on DVD, so next date I have, and during a Blockbuster night, we'll rent that and see what it's about. But that gentleman who made that clip and the movie, I can't think of his name right now, he was actually on Alan Roger Curry's show on Thursday discussing the movie, as well as discussing how this came about with these men and this anger towards women in their show. He had a message board where, you know, he was discussing the clip, and it, just like I remember when I used to have a message board, how you would get these people on the board that didn't do nothing but hate. All they did was, we called them flamers in the 90s. I don't know what they call them now. But in the 90s, we used to call them flamers. That's what they did. They flame, which means all they do is they come up with all this hateful stuff to say. And they have nothing good to say, and nothing you say or do will ever make them have a different opinion. Nothing. And he had this show, he had this, you know, message board. And the message board was, you know, going really badly because the women and the men were fighting, horribly fighting. And as they were fighting, 719, I see you. Thank you for calling in. I'll get to you in just a moment. Okay. But when these people were fighting, you know, it got really angry. And he said he even joined in with the fighting at one point. But, you know, he just tried to get these women under control because he said the women were really going off and calling these guys all kinds of faggots and this and that. And when he did that, you know, these men were like, yeah, you know, there you go. Put these women in their place. But then he was like, okay, now let's back up and let's try to get it back to normal. Let's try to talk reasonably now. Okay, I had to put you in your place for a minute, but now let's be reasonable and let's talk normally, okay? Those other guys didn't want to do that. They wanted to keep hate. So he had to, you know, close the board down and get rid of it. He's like, this is crazy. I'm not being involved with it anymore. They go and start their own show, and so it begins, you know. And there's this whole movement now, it seems, where black men and black women are at war with each other. It is so disturbing to me. And 719, thank you again for calling. I'm going to see if I can, I'm new to this, so I hope I don't mess this up. You have a question or a comment? Trying to get you, 719. Okay, there you go. 719, hello? You have a question or a comment? Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know I was wrong.
Okay, you've been drinking? Okay, apparently that was someone who was drinking and wanted to call my show and show me what an asshole she is. So thank you, 719. I hope you go and throw up in the toilet. All right, we got about 11 minutes now left in our show. About 11 minutes left in our show, and I want to touch a little on the dating after the age of 35, after marriage and after kids. Now, I'm going to say a little bit about my situation and why this is an interesting topic for me. I was one of those people who got married really young. I got married really young. I'm not even going to say how young I got. And I was married for many years. And my marriage, like so many people's marriages, ended in divorce. And then I found myself in my 30s dating. And I had never really dated as an adult before because I spent my 20s in a marriage, you know, tied down to one person. And I was naive and I was a little brand new and it was like the things that you experience when you're much younger, but you're in your 30s. And I saw this survey online where these people took a, I think it was a survey that was done in Tuscaloosa. A survey was done in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at the University of Alabama, I believe, where they interviewed several women over the age of 35 and found, and this was shocking to me, they found that women over 35 or between 35 and 50 were more likely to catch an STD than women in their 20s. That was really shocking to me. And when I first read it, I'm like, okay, why would that be? And then I thought about it, I'm like, well, it's probably situations similar to mine where, you know, the women are so used to being involved with one person, and they're used to that kind of a commitment, that kind of a relationship. So then when they don't have that anymore, they get out there, they still want that. So whenever some guy, some loser, some lame, comes along and tries to, you know, manipulate them because he knows what their relationship, what their situation is, you know, because, of course, we're going to tell them. We're going to say, yeah, I'm divorced. I was married, you know, ever since I was, like, 19 years old. And, you know, I you know, was married to the same man for, like, 12 years, and I've never, you know, dated before. I'm the first guy I've ever dated. So, hi, how you doing? You know, a guy sees something like that. Not all guys now, before I upset anyone. But some guys will take advantage of that. Take advantage of that, see that as an opportunity to get some raw dogging going on, whatever. This woman, she wants love real bad. So then these women get out here and they do unsafe practices and unfortunately expose themselves to all kinds of problems. And it's sad. It's sad to hear that that's something that happens. But apparently it does. And on top of that, a problem and an issue for women dating over 35. Also, we have the issue of you've been married, you've done that before, you're no longer in your 20s, you're now in your 30s, you have children, your children need you. How do you really find someone that's on the same page with you and you can, you know, have a successful dating relationship without all of those types of things becoming an issue? The fact that, you know, you have, you know, PTA and the fact that you have this and that and the other thing and what have you. And it's obviously it is something that's going to be more difficult than it would be when you're free and single in your 20s with no commitments, no children. So it's definitely a different thing. Now, I'm running out of time. I think I probably need it more than 30 minutes. I just wanted to do 30 minutes because I'm new to this and I'm still kind of feeling this out. So I don't exactly know what I should be talking about, to be honest with you. Next time I will be much more prepared. I'm going to write this out and give this a little more thought. And I'll probably give myself an hour next time because the 30 minutes definitely was not long enough. Because now we have 6 minutes and we're about to be gone. So to the people that have been listening, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. This is Jenny Coco Cure. Once again, next week I will have another show. I'll be more prepared next week. And it'll be an interesting topic. I haven't even really decided what it'll be. I was supposed to have a guest today. Did not have a guest. Today because the person that I was supposed to be speaking with had another engagement that he had to attend. And that's all well and good. That's understood. That's fine. Next week we'll be a little bit more prepared. So in closing, I would like to say that, again, I am very happy to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio community. And I'm very excited about this new medium. For me, anyway, it's new. I know some of you, you've probably been doing this for a while. And as we go, we'll get better. And the topics will get more interesting. So my request is that you just hang in there with me, and we'll enjoy the ride together. Thank you again very much. I'll be signing out now. This is Jenny Coco Cure. Peace.